B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Okay, it's 8:07. And Laura from Hyde Park is on the phone, ready to play Super Smart for $1,000. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura, I was just overhearing you talk to Brian. Are you working from home or are you going in?
Working from home.
Yeah, and what do you do?
Accounting.
Ah, accounting.
Very fun.
That's good. Like numbers.
I love numbers.
Well, maybe there'll be some numbers question on here. Maybe
that would
not.
Be great.
Okay. Laura, we're going to give you a shot at $1,000. You get all 10 of these questions correct. That's what you get, okay? Remember, if you're not sure about a question, say pass. If there's time on the clock, we'll get back to it. Here we go, Laura.
What month is it?
February.
What two colors are in the cat's hat in Cat in the Hat?
Red and white.
Who wrote Slaughterhouse-Five?
Pass.
What is the eighth month of the year?
August.
What is Ash Wednesday the start of?
Lent.
Which university did Bill Gates drop out of to start his own company?
MIT.
What fictional 80s cartoon featured Little Blue Men and One Blue Woman?
A Smurf.
What band sings Dream On?
Aerosmith.
What game does the Queen of Hearts order Alice to play?
Pass.
A golden anniversary celebrates how many years?
50.
Who wrote Slaughterhouse-Five?
Stephen King.
What game does the Queen of Hearts order Alice to play?
Hearts.
Okay, we went through it. Oh my gosh.
There was some math.
There was some math.
Okay.
There was some math.
You got 7 right.
That is really impressive.
Right? 7 right. Good job. All right, here's what you missed.
All right. Kurt Vonnegut wrote Slaughterhouse-Five.
But it did sound like a Stephen King.
It did.
Slaughterhouse.
It did. I give you points for that.
Yeah.
What university did Bill Gates drop out of to start his own company? Harvard.
Yeah. How'd that work out for him?
Yeah, right.
What a dummy.
Drop out.
And what game does the Queen of Hearts order Alice to play? Croquet.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's okay. 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. Bragging rights right there.
Yeah.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
And easy.
All right.
Calm.
Yeah.
It,
very calm. She's an accountant. They don't get dull,
don't get
antsy.
No.
Me,
I'd be like,
no.
Ah, math! Ah!
Right. Laura. Thanks. Laura, so we got a nice parting gift for you. A $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria. Doesn't that sound great?
It sounds wonderful in Italian, right?
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Open for dining and takeout in their 4 locations, Marlboro, Maynard, Westford, and Wrentham. Check them out before you go, avivatrattoria.com. And, Laura, enjoy that, okay? $50 will go a long way.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thank you for listening. All right, do what Laura did. Just go to WROR.com, sign up to play there. She was pretty good.
Yeah, she's
pretty,
great.
Pretty good. And you'll get a call from us for a shot at $1,000. Plus, LBF puts the home version of the game up momentarily so you can take it for a spin, see how you do.
I'll get on that right now, Bob.
Would you please get on that?
Okay, no problem.
It's 8:10. Brian, we're going to talk more with Krista because people are very anxious to help with her morning court. So we'll do more of that coming up. But right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.